So I would like to continue yesterday's talk, how the formations or fabrications should be regarded or should be seen by insight knowledge. Here I would like to quote a sutta from Sanyutta Nikaya, Khanda Sanyutta, the discourse on the virtues. To answer the question, how the formations or fabrications should be regarded. So one day, Mahakotita asked Venerable Sariputta to explain the appropriate way or suitable way to contemplate the five aggregates in order to attain sotapanna, in order to attain stream entry. And Venerable Sariputta replied, a virtuous monk should attain in an appropriate way to the five aggregates of clinging as impermanent, unsatisfactory, a disease, a cancer, an arrow, painful, an affliction, alien, a dissolution, an emptiness, not a self. Should a monk attain in this way, it is possible that that monk would realize the fruit of stream entry. And Mahakotita, after Sariputta gave the answer, Mahakotita asked again, how to regard the five aggregates in order to attain one's returning. And it's very exciting to know that the Venerable Sariputta give the same answer. This means to attain, to become stream enterer, you have to contemplate five aggregates as impermanent, suffering, a cancer, a disease, painful, an emptiness, not a self. And in order to attain Sakadagami, once returning, you've got to contemplate in the same way. And Mahakotita asked Venerable Sariputta again, how to become a non-returner, anagami. And the Venerable Sariputta gives the same answer. This also shows that once you become stream enterer, you don't need teacher anymore, because you continue contemplate in the same way. Then he asked again, how to become arahant? How to contemplate five aggregates in order to become arahant? Same answer. Contemplate the five aggregates as impermanent, unsatisfactory, a disease, a cancer, an arrow, painful, an affliction. All this unsatisfactory, a disease, a cancer, an arrow, painful, and affliction. All this belong to dukkha, the category of dukkha. Then alien, a dissolution, an emptiness, not a self. Alien and emptiness, not a self, refer to anatta, non-self. A dissolution and impermanent refer to anicca, impermanent itself. So in short, you have to contemplate five aggregates as impermanent, suffering, and non-self if you want to become a noble one. That's why when I teach Vipassana, I always ask you to contemplate impermanent, 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 suffering, suffering, and non-self. Not without base. What I teach you is not without base. All are taken from the sutta. I just summarize it for you. So this is how you should this is how the five aggregates or four or formations should be regarded. And the other one, the other will answer when a person posts a question to those who have inside knowledge and get an answer. The other will answer in line with what he has seen and experienced. Fabrications should be regarded in this way. Fabrications should be investigated in this way. Fabrications should be seen in this way with insight. Then eventually, he, the first one, who has concentration but no inside knowledge, will become one who has attained both internal tranquility of awareness and insight into phenomena through heightened discernment. Here, I also would like to quote another sutta from Sanyutta Nikaya, Kim Sutta 3, to explain. Those who have inside knowledge experience inside knowledge in different ways. So if you approach one who has inside knowledge, he will give you one answer. If you approach another one, he might give you different answer. But all are correct. So here I would like to quote another sutta from Kim Sutta 3 to solve this problem. A certain monk, Kim Sutta 3 from Sanyutta Nikaya 35. A certain monk went to another monk and said to him, "To what extent, my friend, is a monk's vision said to be well purified?" And this monk answered, "When a monk discerns as it actually is, the origination and passing away of the six media of sensory contact, means six internal bases contact with six external objects, my friend, it is to that extent that his vision is said to be well purified." And this monk, dissatisfied with the other monk's answer to his question, went to still another monk and asked the same question. And the other monk answered him, "When a monk discerns as it actually is, the origination and passing away of the five clinging aggregates, my friend, it is to that extent that his vision is said to be well purified." And this monk, not satisfied again, approached another monk. Then another monk answered him, "When a monk discerns as it actually is, the origination and passing away of the four great elements, earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element, my friend, it is to that extent that his vision is said to be well purified." And this monk still feel not satisfied, so he approached another monk. And the last monk give him the answer. "When a monk discerns as it actually is, that whatever is subject to origination is all subject to cessation, my friend, it is to that extent that his vision is said to be well purified." And this monk still feel unsatisfied, so he asked the Buddha. Then Buddha said, "All the answers are correct. because for in Buddha say that however those intelligent men of integrity were focused when their vision became well purified is the way in which they answered. It means that different monk experience the Dhamma differently. Some through contact, six contact. Some through five aggregates. Some through four elements. Some through whatever has nature of arising has the nature of cessation. So as a Dhamma practitioner, keep the mind open because each person experiences differently. Okay, now we come to the second person. As for the individual who has attained insight into phenomena through heightened discernment, but not internal tranquility of awareness, he should approach an individual who has attained internal tranquility of awareness and ask him, how should the mind be steadied? How should it be made to settle down? How should it be unified? How should it be concentrated? So this person, he has insight knowledge, but he has no concentration. So Buddha said, for such a person, you should approach another person who has concentration and ask him how to gain concentration. So now I'd like to share with you how to gain concentration. There are so many meditation subjects that you can gain concentration. We have learned two. Loving kindness and anapanasati. And anapanasati. Please remember the name. Some of the meditators still don't know. Apanasati. Anapanasati. Don't even the name also wrong. That cannot be forgiven. Okay? Anapanasati. Mindfulness of breathing. So, in order to concentrate well or to gain concentration through mindfulness of breathing, first you must understand your object well. That is in breath and out breath. Then how to steady your mind? In order to steady your mind, you have to keep your attention on the in breath and out breath all the time. Don't move your awareness up to the head or down to the abdomen, or move your awareness to the sensation of the body. Some people, when they first experience their many sensations, then they start forget the breath. The mind go to the sensation, go to all the good experience in the body. Then you cannot steady the mind because your mind is moving here and there. In order to steady the mind or let the mind settle, you must have only one object, not multiple objects. So your object is in breath and out breath. As you keep on concentrate on the breath, from the very starting until now, I never say focus. I only say aware or concentrate, because the word focus imply excessive energy. Focus, then the nose become hot, headache, temper become hardened. No, not focus, just knowing, aware. If your knowing mind, if your knowing on the breath is continuously without interruption, you are sure to gain concentration. However, most people, they put too much effort because I think they expect something. They expect something to happen. That's why unconsciously they become very tense up. The more you tense up, the more you cannot make progress, because you are not natural anymore. So just knowing, aware, knowing, just like when you look at the rose, when you observe or you look at the rose, do you have to put enough energy to look at the rose or not? No. So for those who don't know how to relax, just try to imagine your breath is a rose. Now you are looking at a beautiful rose. Why should you forget that much? Not necessary. Just admire your breath. Admire your breath, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Only then you can make good progress. Anapana is very different from other object. Four elements meditation is very rigorous. Anapana is opposite. Anapana is very calm, peaceful, because the object itself is very subtle. When the object is subtle and you put so much effort, it doesn't match. When the object is subtle, your mind also must be soft, subtle, in order to match with the object. So I'm telling you how to steady your mind. Don't put extra effort. Just know continuously is most important. Know the breath continuously without interruption, without gap. Then gradually, all the restlessness, all your wandering thought will subside, will leave you. Then your mind can settle down on the breath. When you progress in the path, the breath becomes more and more subtle until you cannot feel the breath anymore. And this is natural also. Because when the mind becomes more concentrated, more peaceful, the breath cannot become more clear. The breath will become also more subtle, more peaceful, until you almost cannot feel the breath. Only when your mind is gross, agitated, restless, then the breath is very clear, very gross. Just like you're climbing up to the mountain, climbing up to the hill, your breath, you've got to breathe very loudly, because your mind is not peaceful. Then the breath also not peaceful. But now, after sitting for some time, your mind become peaceful and the breath become more and more subtle, more and more refined. At this time, please don't try to make the breath, please don't try to make the subtle breath grows again. Subtle breath produce deep concentration. All these are important points. If you miss all these important points, then you will have a lot of questions to ask. So when you cannot feel the breath anymore, you have to increase little bit mindfulness. You must understand, you must have understanding only that person has no breath. Only those who enter into jhana, fourth jhana, has no breath. But you neither dead nor enter into fourth jhana. You still have breathing. But why you cannot feel the breath? Because now the breath becomes so subtle and your mindfulness still not precise enough to catch with the breath. So what should you do? You increase little bit mindfulness. If you don't know how to increase the mindfulness, you can breathe slightly. Because when the breath disappears, or when the breath becomes too subtle for you to comprehend, then no more object. When there's no object, the mind tend to wander off. The mind will go somewhere else, because the nature of the mind has to take one object, according to Abhidhamma. No object, mind cannot arise. So now if you cannot concentrate on the breath, then the mind have to take another object. Because the mind takes other object, then your concentration breaks. Understand? So if you cannot feel the refined breath, you got to breathe slightly in order to let your mind have an object to anchor. Then you deepen your concentration again. The breath will appear again. Then you deepen your concentration again until you feel that there's no more body. Only your breath with the, only your mind with the breath. Only mind and the breath, no other things. You cannot feel the hand, cannot feel the body. Some people, when they cannot feel the body, they start to feel frightened. Good state, they also feel frightened. This shows that, you know, human beings have so much attachment to the body. When concentrated mind can experience many extraordinary things, the body is still there, but because your mind is fully concentrated on the breath, you cannot feel it. If you concentrate on the breath and yet you feel the body, it means that your concentration is not deep. That's why sometimes you go to the breath, sometimes go to the body. But when your concentration is deeply on the breath, the time, you cannot feel the body. It doesn't mean that the body is not there. It's just because your mind is so focused, so concentrated on the breath. At this moment, nothing can distract your mind. That's why you cannot feel the body. So when you cannot feel the body, it's a good state. Don't be frightened. If you frighten, your concentration breaks again. It's so difficult to gain the concentration, and now concentration come to you, you get frightened, then you break the concentration again. I, as a teacher, also tired to teach. So I tell you first, all this are good experience. Sometimes you can experience the body like expanding like giant, occupy the whole space. It's also a sign of concentration. You don't have to open the eye, see you really expand or not. If you expand, you will knock another board and your neighbor already. Your neighbor will scream. So nobody know you are expanding means that it's not really expanding. It's a manifestation of concentration. Sometimes you also can feel like the whole body in the darkness. It's also a sign of concentration, not only brightness. In the darkness, also a sign of concentration. So whatever you experience, when the concentration is good, you experience different things. All these are signs of concentration. You get ready first. If you are not sure, ask your teacher. Don't frighten yourself. Okay? So when the mind become more and more subtle, more and more subtle, for certain people, the light will come. I have to tell you the light first, although I do not want to say. There's advantage and disadvantage to tell you the light. When the mind become more and more subtle, concentration develops, and the light will come as a result of your good concentration. And sometimes when the light comes, you also get frightened. Why you are so easily get frightened? So when the light comes, it's a sign of good concentration. Don't be frightened, okay? And usually the light appear in front, far away from your nostril, because concentration is not deep yet. When the concentration becomes deepened, the light will come closer to you. So when first time the light appear, now you already know, although you don't have the light yet. I tell you, when the concentration is deep, the light will appear. When it first appear, don't peep the light, see whether it's real or not. If you peep the light, your concentration breaks again. So no, the light come, let it be. Don't peep and don't doubt yourself whether it's real or not real. But you can report to the teacher. the teacher will tell you real or unreal. Okay? So, and also don't change your attention to the light. Don't change your attention to the light immediately. If you change your attention to the light, the light will disappear even faster. Why? Listen carefully. The reason why. The light appears owing to your concentration on the breath. Okay? Now you lift your breath. Your awareness already lift the breath and go to see the light. So your concentration on the breath breaks. As a result, the light disappears. So, when the light comes, don't pay attention to the light immediately. Even though you don't see the light also will disappear. Why? Because your concentration is not stable yet. So the light only comes to tell you, you are progressing, then I go first. Then keep on, then you keep on meditating, keep on putting more effort. Putting more effort doesn't mean focus. Putting more effort means your concentration on the breath is continuously without interruption. This means putting effort. Don't putting effort, all the mind go into the breath, no. So if you can concentrate on the breath again and again, the light will come and tell you, I come back again. I come back again, but now I will stay with you a little bit longer. But if, please don't look at me. I'm very shy. You look at me, I will go again. So don't look at the light. And the light can appear different color. Different form, different color. Form is not important. Sometimes yogis are very excited. They explain to me, this form, that form. I'm not interested to know. Form is not important. Important is how bright. You tell me one color or brightness enough. Form not so important. Don't get attracted by the form. Okay? So sometimes purple color, grey color, usually people experience grey color, then when the concentration improves, grey change to white color. We call learning sign. White color is learning sign. Then from white color, it changes to brilliant, like diamond. Become more and more bright and more stable. This is called Patibhaga Nimitta, counterpart sign. And at this time, if the light maintained there in front of you for a long time, for half an hour or 20 minutes, without say goodbye to you. Now he wants to be a friend. Faithful friend, so he want to stay with you for 30 minutes. Then you can start to look at the light. Before you reach this stage, don't look at the light. One exception. Sometimes even you don't reach 20 minutes, the light does not last for 20 minutes, and the mind automatically go into the light. Then let it be. Let it be. It's very good state. Good concentration state. And sometimes the light, like magnet, pull you inside. I remember in America, one of my students reported, not in the interview, at night, he asked somebody to lock my door. I have extraordinary experience. You must come and help me. Okay, I know, out of compassion for him, so I came to him. He said, my light appeared like magnet, pull me inside. I got so frightened, I pull it out. Everybody get frightened. Once you get frightened, you do all the wrong thing. Okay, I say it's very good experience. You should let the mind go into the light as long as possible. Then he know, it's a good sign, I should let it. Okay, he said, I try again. And second time, he tried with great expectation. Even light does not appear. How to go into the light? So once you have good experience, and you get frightened, you go against with the nature, second time, you hope that experience to come back again. Sorry. The Dhamma is non-self, anatta. Not you want it to come, it will come. Cause and effect. Only condition is there, the light will come. Now this person, my student, now he meditate with great expectation. His mind is tainted with greed already. How can the light come? And you may laugh at him. But when you experience this yourself, you do the same thing. Although I tell you 100 times. Because this is the nature of the mind. This is the nature of the mind. So sometimes as a teacher, repeat the same thing again and again until you feel that I don't want to teach anymore. As a student, what are the important points? You must have that intelligence to pick what are the important points. Then you progress very fast. Don't just listen after you leave the cushion, forget what I say. Then you make the same mistake again and again. Okay, so when you experience the light, like a magnet, pull you in, go in. It's a good state. Next time you want to expect it, it won't occur anymore. As long as you meditate with a teacher, let teacher guide you. Go with the nature. Then you report to the teacher, the teacher will let you know how to continue again. Okay? And sometimes the light appear together with the breath. Breathing in, the light follow the breath go in. Breathing out, the light follow the breath coming out. This is called 100% nimitta. Sometimes you think it's nimitta, not yet. If it's far away from you, we only call it light, not nimitta. I tell you, people will experience differently. So next time when you experience it, you know it is correct. Okay. Then when the mind sink into the light, then you let the mind go into the light. Then the mind only knows the light, nothing else. And you can stay there as long as possible. Some people can stay 20 minutes. Then after that, because concentration is not deep, 20 minutes he emerged, he come out from the light. Some people can stay, but as you keep on trying, you will stay in the light longer. 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then if every sitting you can maintain the same, the moment you sit, the light appear, then soon you can enter into the light. If every sitting you experience the same, then within 3 days, you can sure to attain jhana, first jhana. But if only this morning can, second sitting cannot, third sitting cannot, no light, fourth sitting, darkness, even worse, then I cannot say your concentration is stable. Your concentration is still up and down. Stable means every sitting you sit, the light immediately come, and easily you can go into the light for 1 hour, 2 hours. If you don't experience in what I say, then your concentration is considered not stable. Is it clear? Okay. I tell you light, because if you keep on meditating, you will see the light. Then you will not doubt about yourself. But disadvantage. But the disadvantage is you start to expect. When the concentration becomes good, you feel so peaceful. Then you will think, the light's coming. The light's coming already. Because of your expectation, then how can the light come? So you got to be very careful of this expectation. Then you say, I can concentrate 1 or 2 hours already. Why the light didn't come? And then the question come again. Because of this question, the light of course will not come, because your concentration already break. So you must be very careful. Don't expect anything. Let the nature unfold itself. When the right time for the light to come, it will come. Okay? It's not by you asking the light to come. It's not by you expecting the light to come. So please prepare your mind. Tell yourself, teach yourself, when the time for the light to come, it will come. I have to let go of everything. When my concentration is good, the light still not come. The light still does not come. It also shows that what you think the concentration is good still not enough. Okay? So this is how you can steady your mind. Answer the question, how should the mind be steady? How should it be made to settle down? How should it be unified? Unified means the mind unified with the breath. How should it be concentrated? And the other will answer in line with what he has seen and experienced. The mind should be steady in this way. The mind should be made to sit down in this way, just as I have explained to you. The mind should be unified in this way. The mind should be concentrated in this way. Then eventually, this person, who has insight but no concentration, will become one who has attained both internal tranquility of awareness and insight into phenomena through heightened discernment. And for another person, as for the individual who has attained neither internal tranquility of awareness nor insight into phenomena through heightened discernment, he should approach an individual who has attained both. And ask him the question, how should the mind be steady? How should it be made settled down? How should fabrication be regarded? How should they be investigated? And how fabrication should be seen with insight? The other will answer in line with what he has seen and experienced. The mind should be steady in this way. The mind should be made to settle down in this way. And the fabrication should be regarded in this way. Fabrication should be investigated in this way and should be seen in this way with insight. Then eventually, he will become one who has attained both concentration and insight knowledge. And for last type of person, as for the individual who has attained both concentration and wisdom, his duty is to make an effort in establishing those very same skillful qualities to a higher degree for the ending of the mental fermentations. These are the four types of individuals to be found existing in the world. So this sutta shows when a person has inside knowledge, still not enough. He has to approach another person who has concentration and ask him how to develop concentration. And for a person who has concentration and no inside knowledge, also not enough. He should approach another person who has inside knowledge and ask him how to regard the five aggregates or how to regard the formations. And for those who have none, no concentration and no vipassana knowledge, he has to approach one person who has both. And for those who has already both concentration and inside knowledge, then he has to uplift this quality to higher degree so that he can end the all suffering. Okay, this is the end of the talk.